Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Guys talking shit.
You get to eavesdrop.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Stream the show live at TNTRadioEmpire.com
or load up on the podcast from iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
I'm not proud of this family.
Dr. Ian K. Schmidt, a little later on this morning, a comedian Ron Funches, who has a TV show on, is it Discovery Plus, about cooking with weed.
Chopped 420.
There you go.
It's just like the Chopped you see on Food Network, only they're throwing in weed-infused
Doesn't he know that the weed-infused kills kids?
Apparently not in California or New York.
Or wherever. Anywhere else in the country.
Yeah, wherever they film
it. Well, most places in the country, right, yeah. Greg in the house, Nick will be here a little later on. Whole show's got two doses in their arms. Get your vaccines, people. When it's your turn, or just go out and get one,
please.
Yeah, please.
Were you the last one of this bunch, Craig? Saturday?
Yes.
Yep. We're all done here. Yeah.
All the wives.
My wife.
All the significant others.
My daughter and son have their first shot too already. So.
Yeah, Christy got her second shot yesterday.
Was she a man?
And she's a man.
Good. Good. More than her husband, apparently.
Apparently.
All right.
Depending on your criteria.
Well, my criteria is you're not in any pain. You go on with your life. Like Craig did. Craig's a man. He kicked cancer's ass twice, so it doesn't surprise me.
You're not a man. I've gotten it the first time. Might have just been the once.
Own it. Take the accolades.
I kicked its ass twice.
And again, I got up and did everything I was going to do on Saturday. So I.
That's okay. You're more a man than Todd. What are you trying to say?
I didn't skip out on it. I still went powered through a workout.
Yeah, but Todd had to work that day. You didn't have to work that day. If you'd have been in here, would you have felt okay?
I would have been here.
Okay. Well, Todd was here too.
Yeah.
But he was sweating.
Little bit. I actually felt worse once I got off the air, and I just slept it off, and it was back to normal.
When can we hug?
2 weeks from today.
2 weeks. 2 weeks from today.
Which will also be the day that I'm getting I'm taking care of the hair finally.
I leave it. You look better with the longer hair, man.
I'm not going to go.
don't go all buzz cut
again.
Hey, look, I'm telling you, it looks good.
There'll be a happy medium.
Okay, that's
somewhere.
Fine. That's fine.
You know.
That's fine.
Because I've noticed this is a lot of work.
You're not from the long hair generation.
No,
You're not from the long hair
generation. It's the first time I've ever had to do this, and this is a lot of freaking work.
Yeah.
More products in the shower, more time afterwards.
Like I said, you're not from that generation where people just, you never had long hair in your life.
Never.
So that was it.
Never.
Yeah, we've always had it. So it is a pain in the ass. I'll give
you
that.
Oh, my God.
But I've done it forever. I don't even think about it, you know.
I used to just get out of the shower, towel it all, and then it was done.
Yeah.
Now you got to comb it and condition it. And
you do.
Other
all
crap.
Of that. All that. Yeah. Yes, you do.
But in that case, our case, I only go get my hair cut about once every 6 months.
I know. I don't mean to. But my wife cuts my hair. It's not that much.
It'll be almost 15 months by the time I get it cut.
All right. Even Craig told me he's going to leave. You're keeping your now. Granted, Craig's hair was long for years, but it's been hanging out there. I like it that way.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm gonna. Even my barber has contacted me and like, "Dude, when are you coming in?"
That's because they want money. They want money.
Dude,
screw that.
Dude, I have not gotten my hair cut in over a year. I'm not leaving you.
I'm not cheating on you.
Yeah, I'm not cheating on you, man.
I'm just staying along, man. Relax.
We'll just see how this goes.
I'm going to a hairstylist now.
Oh, it's been over a year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is Patriots Day in Boston. You might remember where you were in 1775.
Oh.
The Revolutionary War began with battles at Lexington and Concord when the British fired the shot heard round the world.
Yesterday was the anniversary of the midnight ride of Paul Revere.
One of my favorite stupid memes out there is that Harry's kid can be president in 35 years, and it says, "Way to play the long game, King George." What a great line. It's just hilarious.
That is good.
Yeah. Way to play the long game.
The Red Sox host the White Sox in their annual morning matinee at Fenway Park. Boston Marathon usually run on this day as well, yeah. But it's going to be held in October instead. The ball game starts at 10:10 a.m. Central.
Today. 11:10 there. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That's got to be a, is there, are there crowds? I mean, I'm watching a little bit of baseball. Most of the crowds are, you know, I know it's like 6,000 are allowed in PNC in Pittsburgh because that's the games I watch.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Milwaukee, I watched them play the Brewers this weekend. Looks like about that many people in about 7,000. They're spread out pretty much. I think that's where I want to be because there's no live events really happening, and we don't live near a major league city. I wish I did for that reason. But sitting in a baseball stand, they're not near anybody. You're like in your pod with two or three people and having a beer, watching Major League Baseball with nobody around. That's pretty cool. When's the minor league team start, Craig?
The 4th. May the 4th.
Be with you.
That's right.
I hate that.
I'm amused by that.
So that'd be cool. Is it a limited amount? Because that place would be packed up if they let it.
I think that I saw the press release last week that they were going to be doing about 50%.
Okay.
I hope I saw that.
Boston will allow 4,500 fans, 12%.
Okay.
Yeah, it varies. Like Kansas City, 10,000, that's 30%.
Well, you're vaccinated too, so you'll be fine.
Yeah, 25-30% most of them. Biggest number I see here is the Colorado Rockies at 42.6%. But they have a small stadium.
Yeah, but that makes it worse.
Oh, wait, that was just
an
opening.
Yeah, that makes it worse.
Opening day.
Oh, that was opening day, then they shrunk it back down?
Yeah.
Which doesn't make much sense either.
That's why you quoted in percentages, because then it's relative.
Yeah,
right. Yeah, they had 21,000 opening day, and every other day they allow 12,000. Hell, the Rockies are lucky to get 12,000. They suck. Or at least they did last year.
Yeah.
We actually have a couple of deaths to report.
Any hits?
No.
Did you start up What's-His-Face yet?
We done.
Oh, we're done. Okay, got it. All right.
Which, by the way, did you see... Madoff died.
Yeah.
I'm flipping through HBO Max on Friday afternoon, Friday evening. They reposted up on the front page. Hey, remember that movie we did with De Niro as Bernie Madoff?
Yeah.
Want to see it again?
Yeah, okay, got
right
it.
Here.
Yeah. I saw there was two that were done. There was that one, and there was also one done with the Richard Dreyfuss was Madoff. I think I watched the Richard Dreyfuss one because that was
the one that
was a TV one.
Louis Black was in the TV one, right?
Yeah,
oh, that's right.
Richard Dreyfuss was Bernie Madoff. Okay. It was good.
Was that a multi-part thing?
Yeah, that was.
That might have been a short
movie. That's the one I watched, and the only reason I didn't watch the De Niro one because I know the story so much, I already watched the movie, you know? But then there were two movies.
This was De Niro and Michelle Pfeiffer.
And that was one movie.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, Dreyfuss was a miniseries. Not that, maybe a couple parts on that, and then Lewis was in that, you're right.
Yeah.
Originally, I thought, well, wow, what timing, and then I went, oh, no, this was made in 2017, HBO's just putting it up because he's dead
now. Of course they are, yeah.
So, the couple of actors that passed away that nobody had, first of all, a guy that you probably wouldn't recognize, but he's been in a lot of stuff. 84-year-old Felix Silla.
Was this Cousin It?
That was Cousin It.
Yeah, yeah.
On the Addams Family.
You wouldn't recognize him from that because he had all his hair on his face.
No, but he was also in Planet of the Apes, E.T., Poltergeist, Towering Inferno, H.R. Puffin Stuff, and Lidsville.
Well, he was inside outfits and those two, right?
And I loved it. When I saw this story, they said, you know, he was also in you know, he was an Ewok and he was a dink in Spaceballs.
Was he really?
the little short guys in Spaceballs.
But the other ones you mentioned, was he ever out of costume? It sounds like he was in
Not
E.T.
aware of it.
E.T.
I don't know.
Or was he E.T.? No, that's a big long neck thing. That was a yeah, that was a
Felix
robot.
Silla is 3'11".
Yeah.
Started pancreatic cancer.
That Cousin It costume had to be hot, man.
Yeah, he did that 17 times.
Cousin It?
Yeah.
That one time he appeared on that show,
mm-hmm.
running in and running out, Cousin It?
Yeah.
With the glasses all over the hair and stuff?
The glasses and the hat, yeah. The bowler derby hat.
Nobody had him, right, obviously?
No.
Okay.
And Helen McCrory has passed away.
Helen McCrory is Damian Lewis's wife from Billions.
Yes.
Yeah, I had no idea until I read about this.
She was also Narcissa Malfoy in Harry Potter, and she was in Peaky Blinders, if you watched that lately.
Okay. It's a great show. Yeah. How'd she die? She had to be
cancer. She had cancer.
Oh, man.
She'd been battling cancer, and nobody had her.
Oh, was she?
52.
Oh, man. That's too bad.
Very much so.
I like her husband.
Yeah, and she's a great actress.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen her in much of anything. Yeah, but I haven't watched any of the stuff they...
Yeah, you don't watch Harry Potter.
No, not actively.
I don't even know.
I'm in the room when it's on sometimes.
Peaky Blinders is on as I walk through, so I was familiar with her. Yeah. You know, I saw her, and of course I recognize her, you know, because you've seen her about.
Yeah, I have not seen Peaky Blinders.
I heard that's a good show.
Actively or inactively.
Yeah.
It's one of the Netflix shows.
And I haven't watched any of the... Would you say the Harry Potter stuff? That was
called?
Yeah.
But, oh, no, I'm with Puss. I was inactively watching some of the Harry Potter stuff.
Yeah. The phone is right there, so it's on the TV, but I'm not processing anything.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
The Lyrid meteor shower will be visible through the 25th of this month. Peak viewing is from midnight to dawn.
Yes,
the 21st and 22nd.
That doesn't work for us.
Till dawn.
Dawn.
You're up before dawn. You're up between midnight and dawn.
Yeah, I'm not going to. I don't care either way. You're the only one who really cares.
When I get up at dawn, I'm in a rush.
All right.
I'm going to work.
The meteors appear from the northeast, visible in the entire night sky.
What time does it get dark? Stay up. Oh, it's at midnight. Oh, you ain't be up midnight.
Yeah.
Midnight to dawn.
No.
That doesn't work for us, right?
I need my rest.
Get back to them. They did a little piece on the space station last night, which I'm actually more than ever thought I'd see. It was CBS Sunday Morning on the couple astronauts up there that are on the International Space Station. And they had all the weight machines. I'd never seen that intensive of
pretty cool
layout,
right?
About how the thing works. I realize all those people are tested for claustrophobia, but man.
Wow.
I watched those videos. They're just floating through those little tubes. And even the biggest room is a hell of a lot smaller than this studio.
Oh, yeah.
And I realize that they don't have claustrophobia or you wouldn't be able to be an astronaut. but even in the smallest sense of the word, I would have a little bit of claustrophobia, and I couldn't take that.
Well, there's really no. I mean, I know they go through simulators and they have models and things, but the thing you can't simulate is the vacuum of space outside and what that's going to do to your melon when you get there.
And once you're there, if you go crazy, they can't fly you back home.
Nah,
hey, we'll send you back.
But it looks like they're working out all the time.
Yeah, they have to for their muscle
2 hours
mass.
A day.
Yeah, right. For their muscle.
Everybody.
Fight the effects of zero gravity.
Now, I want to know this, though. What I love the most is the one dude flips himself over and to talk to the camera, and the other guy's sitting straight up from our vantage point. And they go to the guy. She goes to the guy, which is not really a stupid question because I don't know. She goes, is the blood rushing to your head? He goes, no. He goes, the only reason I know I'm upside down is because I look over my guy and he's upside down. Now, that is crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, he doesn't know he's upside down. His body doesn't know he's upside down. He just flipped him. He looks over. He thinks his buddy's upside down.
Well, that's because technically there is no upside down
Thank
in space.
Thank you. And then my other one, this woman, the longest person on the space station, she's on Earth now. She's been there over 600 days. She said her first day back, she woke up out of bed. She had to go to the bathroom. And she went to slightly push herself off the bed because that's all you had to do there.
Yeah.
And you'd float in the air. And in real life, you can't do
right,
that.
You're on
Wouldn't
Earth.
That be great?
You're on Earth. You can't.
Yeah. I had to pee this morning. I don't know, about 3:30. I thought about that story. I'm thinking, man, I could just push float into the bathroom.
Float
and piss.
Over there.
Launch yourself out of bed.
But no, I got to get up like a damn human on Earth.
Yeah, but then you'd have the jet stream pushing you backwards and everything.
Yeah, but it was just a cool that she's just, I just wake, push myself off and just go pee. Yeah.
She actually had the thought, oh, yeah. Gravity.
Exactly. It's amazing stuff. Science is amazing.
That would be cool if you could just flip a switch, like in your bedroom, and the gravity goes away. So if you do have to piss in the middle of the night, you just float over to the toilet, float back.
Think of the sex you could have, too, though. You do both be floating around, banging off the ceiling.
Yeah, see, that's what they never discuss.
I know.
Sex in zero gravity.
They keep saying it hasn't happened. I'm thinking, they're testing everything. They got lab rats out there. They got plants. They got drugs. And they ain't going to test semen. Test the semen.
Say it like you mean it.
Right.
And now
they got pooping and they got peeing and everything.
I'm thinking about this anti-gravity thing in the middle of the night floating to the bathroom. Wouldn't you need the little vacuum tube too? Because then you'd have
you got to make it to the bathroom because they showed a tube that takes the urine.
I know, but
the urine actually is recycled back into water.
You'd need that in your bathroom in the bedroom too, because if you just left gravity off, went to the bathroom and started peeing, it'd be everywhere.
Oh yeah.
Well, you wouldn't pee you're right. I just importantly, I would just pull my pants down, just pee into the air, right?
Yeah, you'd have to turn gravity back on.
What am I talking about? That's what I would do. I wouldn't even go to the bathroom. I would just pee into the air, let it float around.
Yeah, that'll get you points at home.
When you turn the gravity back on, then it would just fall to
splash down.
You're standing in the wrong place. You're going to get hit.
Yeah.
Which is probably everywhere.
See, they're not thinking about that up there. They're such professionals. Yeah. There you go.
I watched that and I just thought it'd be cool to have Velcro on my pants so that I could just stick stuff to them every day.
That's what you got out of that Velcro. Yeah. You can put Velcro on your pants.
Well, you see them. They all have Velcro strips just on their pants because if they need to keep a hold of something,
just stick it
they
got
to stick it to their legs.
I suppose the closest thing that we would ever experience there is, you're diving down on a roller coaster.
Just that split second.
Yeah.
Split second, you feel it, right?
You hit negative Gs when that happens.
You feel your body go up a little bit,
And I think, when there's no gravity, that's zero Gs.
I'll pee next time on a roller coaster, see if it works.
So that's the closest thing to weightlessness that we can experience here on Earth.
Right.
Or do they have simulators?
The ones that they shoot those movies in those planes. The planes have to go up and down, up and down.
The Vomit Comet.
Yeah, the Vomit Comet. So that's how they do it there. I don't think they have anything on Earth they can just switch it and it's just no gravity. I don't think they can do that there.
No, otherwise we'd do it in our bedroom.
That would be great.
So we could float to the bathroom.
That's all I care about is floating to the pisser. I don't want to walk. We're all tired, man.
Or maybe if you get in one of those indoor skydiving things.
Might feel the same. But you're
on top of the big fan.
Yeah, but that's still.
I mean, you're floating.
Yeah, you're floating a little bit, right.
But it's a little different.
Right. You don't want to pee in that thing.
No.
No.
And that's not
swirl around.
That's not because of no gravity.
Right? No.
That's all we care about.
That's the air pushing you up.
But you are floating. Right. You can get that scent.
That is cool, by the way.
I've known some people that have done that.
Yeah, Craig did that.
Not that silo type thing, but I mean actually falling through the air.
That's right. Next time, try that again next and pee next time.
Right. Do you have any desire to go solo?
No, not really. I mean, I've done it. I don't need to do it again.
You like a dude on your back?
He's done that a few times, though, and he likes you doing that. That's more than once.
Yeah, I've done it. I don't need to do it again.
Yeah.
Okay. I think if I were to experience that, I would want to do it, and I don't know how many times you have to go before they let you go solo.
You train all day. I think you can do it the first day.
But to free fall by
your 10-hour train, right?
Most of the time, I think your first dive, there's got to be a guy on your back.
And that's just fine.
We're talking about skydiving, right?
Whatever.
Okay.
I mean, would you have been all right without a guy on your back?
Yeah, but they don't know that.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
They don't know that you're not going to just freeze.
Yeah.
He knows he's not going to freeze.
He knows he's not going to freeze because he hasn't the last 400 times.
Yeah. He's been on a bunch of guys' backs.
Yes.
But not Craig's. You're going to be especially alert if you're on Craig's back.
Well, he had to be because he told me, he said, all right, go ahead and pull the chute.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to.
Yeah.
And so, not because I wanted to plummet to Earth, but because I was just enjoying what was going on at the time.
Right.
And I was very slow.
I'm enjoying what's going on back there at the time.
I was very slow about reaching the cord, and I saw him start to reach for it, and I thought, no, I'm pulling it. You're welcome.
Once again, this is skydiving.
Whatever.
The free fall has to be the best part, huh?
It's really cool. I mean, yeah, both of them are really cool.
Yeah, floating under the canopy has got to be kind of cool.
Floating under the canopy, you feel like you're just not moving.
Yeah.
And you're just way up.
Yeah.
How much impact when you hit the earth? Could you hurt yourself?
Sure you could. But, you'd do it right, and you'd slide in as if you're going to base, you make it just fine.
Yeah, you screw up your knee again.
I've seen that.
Yeah, you just slide in. Move your feet up. You'll be fine. Slide in on your butt.
Once again, we're talking about
skydiving.
Yeah, if I'm reading this right, to get to the place where you can solo skydive, it's not easy. There's a minimum of 25 jumps, 5 or more with tandem, written and oral exams. There's
to make sure you don't
that's quite a commitment.
Plummet to the ground.
Yeah.
Right.
That's the United States Parachute Association.
A man is under arrest after he called an East Garden City, New York medical center to say that he'd left his cocaine there. Cops say that after Jose Espinoza of Franklin Square called the facility, staffers called the cops, who then arrested him at his home. He's now charged with a couple counts of criminal possession of a controlled substance, although not the cocaine he left at the hospital. He is set to be arraigned today.
If you misplace your cocaine, you're pissed off, and you go to any lengths to find it. And if it's ripped off, you're going to call the authorities. I understand it. You got to remember that it's illegal.
It's tough to remember sometimes.
But you need a friend around you. Yeah, but remember, that's illegal, we got.
And those people were cool. They don't mind.
Yeah.
They were cool to me.
Yeah.
But I understand the passion.
I do, too. You need somebody in the group that says, hey, that's illegal. Right, you can't call the cops.
Let's level our heads here and realize that's illegal.
Call the cops. Somebody stole our coke.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
It's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.